FM.
Main menu.
Welcome to ACB Radio Mainstream's regular look at technology from a blindness perspective. This is Main Menu. Coming up on Main Menu this week. How's about this for you?
Select. Music player window.
Now that's my phone playing that.
Main Menu.
And it's last week's Main Menu. We take a look at the Nokia 6630, one of the new Symbian Series 60 phones from Nokia. This week, I thought we'd take a look at one of the newer Symbian Series 60 phones, namely the Nokia 6630. The Nokia 6630 was slated for release originally around the end of 2004 and is available in many markets now across Europe, Africa and Asia. There will be a US version of the Nokia 6630 called the Nokia 6638, and I understand that'll be coming to the US in the near future. The important thing to point out before we get started is that, of course, this is a Symbian Series 60 phone. And why is that important? Well, it's important because the Series 60 platform, the Symbian Series 60 platform, is the platform on which many of the access tools which are available for mobile phones, the Talk software from Scansoft and the Mobile Speaks software, originally from Code Factory. Now, the beauty of a Series 60 phone is, of course, you can install this software and then have the phone speak to you, read your names and numbers in your address book, read text messages and emails, and also, in some cases, use the WAP browser or the web browser that's part of your phone. And we've looked at that before, and we've talked about that before on Main Menu. But what I thought I'd do is talk to you about this newer phone, because there are some important changes compared with some of the older Series 60 phones. So in my hand, in my right hand, I have the Nokia 6600, and the nearest US equivalent to that is the Nokia 6620. I guess it's quite a chunky phone, really. It's the phone that has the joystick in the middle, and you have, of course, the soft keys on either side of that, and then the keypad, the numeric keypad below that in the standard sort of candy bar configuration. Now, the Nokia 6600 has, in fact, been my phone for the last year or so, and it's a cracking little handset, and comes with 6 megabytes onboard memory, and you also get a 32 megabyte multimedia card with it. And so we will compare the 6600 with the new 6630. So just to reiterate, the equivalent, the US equivalent to the Nokia 6600 is the 6620, and the US equivalent to the Nokia 6630 is the 6638. Now, if you're not completely confused by those numbers, then I know I certainly am. I've got the Nokia 6630 in my left hand, and compared to the 6600 or 6620, it's slightly thinner, just very, very slightly longer, only by literally millimeters, probably about the same in terms of the width. So overall, I would say it's a marginally smaller phone, but really about the same sort of form factor as you would expect from the Nokia 6600 or Nokia 6620. Let me give you the dimensions. It's 127 grams, which I think is about 5 ounces. Dimensions are 110 millimeters, so that's about 4.5 inches. By 60 millimeters, so that's about 2 and 2.5 inches. By 21 millimeters, which is just under an inch. This phone actually reminds me, I would say, of the 3660, if you've seen that phone. The 3600 or 3650 was the phone with the numbers arranged in a sort of circular manner rather than in rows. And this phone does remind me of that because it's got a slight sort of curve to the edge as it sits in your hand. The bottom edge of the phone is slightly chubbier than the rest of the phone. Although I'm glad to say that the numbers are arranged in rows rather than the circle or three-quarter circle that you found on the 3650, and I think it was the 3600. In the US. So while we're talking about the physical specifications of the handset, let me just describe the layout of the phone to you. The top of the phone, the very top edge of the phone, there is a sort of a thin slit, which is where the speaker is. On the Nokia 6600, the speaker was halfway down the left-hand side. Now it's at the top of the phone, on the top edge of the phone. Also, the top of the phone is a more squared-off kind of design rather than being curved. The top sort of part of the handset, the top of the screen, the corners are right angles rather than sort of gentle curve that we've seen on many products. On the top right-hand edge, let's turn the phone onto its side. On the top right-hand edge, we have the power button, which you hold in or press just for a little second. It's not just a button that you would touch; you do have to hold it in. And I find it's a little bit easier to operate than the power button on the Nokia 6600, which is a kind of a rubber strip in the top of the phone on that handset. And then below the power button on the right-hand edge, you have what feels like almost like a pen top, and it's quite difficult to remove. You have to sort of get your nail under it, really, to have it open. And the hinge is at the top, so you don't want to remove it completely. It is a hinged door, and this conceals the reduced size multimedia card. Now, if you remember in the older Series 60 phones, the Nokia ones at least, you would have a multimedia card, an MMC, and that card typically was stored under the battery. Obviously, that's not very convenient if you want to hot swap your cards. You've got to take the phone to pieces, basically. So this card will now come out of the side of the phone. And it's my understanding, and again, this is all subject to change, that the US version will, in fact, support SD cards rather than this reduced-size multimedia card. And, of course, SD cards are much more prevalent and much easier to get hold of and larger capacity at smaller prices. So, bit of a shame, really, that the 6630 has gone for this reduced-size multimedia card. It is very, very small, very, very convenient, but to be honest, I want plenty of bang for my buck, and I want to be able to buy a card that's got pretty high capacity for a not-too-extortionate price. And as I understand it at the moment, the reduced-size MMC, the maximum size you can get for that is half a gigabyte, 512 megabytes. The card you get with the phone is reasonably generous at 64 megabytes, compared with 32 megabytes on the Nokia 6600. And I should say that it is important that reduced size multimedia bit is important. This card is about half the size of the original MMC cards that were in previous phones. So moving round now to the bottom edge of the phone, you find the pop port. Now, I believe, not sure again, but I believe that the 6620 has one of these pop ports. Certainly the 7610 does. But this phone has a pop port, and the pop port, it's a bit sort of like an opening in the bottom of the phone, almost sort of rectangular, maybe slightly oval in shape. And this is a proprietary connection, but on the other end of the lead that you get, the cable that you get with the 6630 and I guess the 38, you have a USB connector, so you can physically plug your phone into your computer, which obviously is much faster and much more reliable than using something like Bluetooth. Although Bluetooth is great, it's not always the fastest connectivity solution in the world. So, yeah, you can connect your handset using USB, and at the Nokia end of things, you use this pop port. Now, to be honest, I don't know why there is this pop port technology. My preference would be for a USB Type B connector, and that's the standard port that you would get on a lot of peripheral devices these days, on cameras, printers, that sort of thing, and it's almost square, you know, fairly universal, and it's very easy to get a cable that has a USB, the flat USB Type A connector, which goes into your computer, and then the other end you would want to be a USB Type B, which is the sort of almost square type connector. But this is a pop port, so you have to use the lead that comes from Nokia. Then around to the bottom left-hand corner, the bottom left-hand corner, you've got the power jack. Now, this is actually sort of at a 45-degree angle to the phone, which personally I find a little bit irritating, because I use the phone in my left hand, and when you've got the when you've got the power plugged in there, end of the cable is pressing against your palm if you're holding the phone to your left ear. And so I preferred it when the power was right on the bottom of the phone, but, you know, it might not bug everyone. And then on the top left of the handset, on the edge, we're just going around the edge of the phone at the moment, the top left, you've got the voice tag button. They've actually given this a dedicated button now, so when you hold it in, it'll make a little beep, so let's do that. There you go. And then you would say your voice tag, you know, whatever that may be. I don't have any set up at the moment, but you can issue commands to the phone, and you can call your contacts and that sort of thing. So that's the edge of the phone, right around the edge. So let's have a look at the back before we get to the business end. On the back of the phone, the entire back of the phone comes off, and the battery is stored under there, of course, with your SIM card. And as has become the case on most phones, it seems, on the back, towards the top, is the lens for the camera. I haven't used this extensively for obvious reasons, but there is a camera, and I understand it's a pretty good camera. They tell me it's a 1.3 megapixel. Okay, so let's get to the business end of the phone, the front face of the handset, if you will. The top half of the phone, probably slightly more than the top half, is dominated by the screen, and as I say, the top of the phone is a fairly sort of angular design, sort of, you know, it's squared off, and then below the screen, almost flush with the handset, you've got a similar sort of arrangement to the previous Series 60 phones. There is the two soft buttons, soft 1 and soft 2, and they're on either side of a central navigation key. Now, on the Nokia 6600, the navigation key is actually a small joystick, and it's quite rugged. I quite like the joystick on the 6600. However, this is more like a button. It's a flat, circular button, slightly concave, so it's got a little sort of dimple in the middle where you can rest your finger or your thumb. And then this is a five-directional button, so you can move it in any of the, you know, up, down, left, right, or you can push it in. And I find it's a little bit more difficult to work with than the 6600 joystick, which, as I say, is fairly robust. Then immediately below that button, you've got the numbers laid out, as you would expect in the standard sort of candy bar configuration, although the 2, 5, and 8, and 0 seem to be set slightly lower than the adjacent numbers. So so the keys there arrange in almost like a wave, a very gentle sort of curve down as you go across the rows. And also, it's worth pointing out that the buttons toward the bottom of the keypad, the sort of 7, 8, 9, and the star, the 0, and the what you guys in the US call the pound sign or the hash key, that those keys are slightly smaller than the keys above. The bottom row of keys there, the asterisk, the zero, and the pound, or the hash, are almost at the bottom edge of the phone. So if you're like me, which you may not be, and you text using your thumb, that can start to get a little bit fiddly. To either side of the number pad, on the left-hand side of the keypad, you have two buttons. You've got the green handset key, or the call button. That's a button you press after you've dialed your number. And then below that, you have the menu button. And the menu button sort of almost kind of banana-shaped, I suppose you could describe it. And again, these keys almost flush with the phone. If you have any dexterity difficulties, or if your fingers aren't as sensitive as they once were, then you're going to have problems with this handset. Although, if you're fairly, you know, comfortable manipulating small buttons, particularly these sort of soft touch type buttons that are almost flush with the fascia, then you'll know pretty much what I'm talking about, and you should be fine. On the right-hand side of the keypad, so down by the 3, 6, and 9, there are three buttons. The top one of those is the end call, or the exit button. Below that is the... well, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll put the Torx training mode on. We've got Torx on this handset, and then you'll be able to hear what the buttons are. They'll tell you themselves, so let's see. Okay.
Training mode is yes.
I've put the training mode on. As you can hear as well, and I'm quite impressed with this, that the speaker on this phone, I think, is excellent. If you compare it with the 6600, just let me get the 6600 and put the training mode on. Okay.
Training mode is yes.
Okay, you can hear it's a little bit sort of tinnier, you know. It's if I press some keys here, Bluetooth. That's the 6600. Now on the 6630, if I just press some of these buttons.
Call. Menu. 5. Down. Up. Exit.
So there you go. You've got the exit key, which is the top of those three buttons on the right-hand edge.
Exit.
Well, on the front, on the fascia, just to the right of the keypad. Then below that, you've got the delete key, or what usually works as a backspace key. And below that, in the bottom right-hand corner of the phone, you've got the edit button, which of course doubles as the Torx button. Now, the 6630, as I mentioned earlier, is a Symbian Series 60 phone. That's obviously why we were able to run Torx on here. And I would imagine, I haven't checked, but I would imagine that Mobile Speak will work on this handset as well, although it's obviously worth checking with your supplier. I'm just going to turn off the training mode.
Torx. Okay. Training mode is off.
Okay, so we've turned off the training mode. Now, when you get a new phone that's running the Series 60 platform, one of the challenges can be getting your Access software on there. I mean, we're lucky enough in Windows that when you pop in your JAWS CD or your Windowize CD or even your Supernova CD from Dolphin, you can pretty much straight away run the installer. The installer is self-voicing. Things are a little bit more complex on the Symbian platform, and particularly with some of these new Symbian phones. It's my understanding that if you try to install software using Bluetooth on one of the newer Symbian phones, you need to complete that installation on the handset itself. So you would start the installation on the PC, and then the phone would pop up and prompt you to respond to a couple of questions to finish it. So that's not necessarily going to be accessible, and you could well find yourself in a catch-22 situation where you're sort of trying to install software that you really need in order to run an installer. So I was advised, and the way I dealt with this problem, and there may be more than one solution, and if you can, get your software installed before you get the handset, you know, get your dealer to install it for you, because it just is, you know, a bit of a headache if you, you know, if you're not sort of curious or you just want to get on with learning how to use a thing. What I did was I took the reduced size multimedia card from the 6630, connected it to the little, there's a little adapter or a little converter which turns it into a regular sized MMC, and put that in my old Nokia 6600, which I already had paired using Bluetooth with my computer. And then using my computer and the pairing with the 6600, I installed Torx to the new multimedia card in the old phone. And so once that software was installed, I then turned Torx off, removed the card, unplugged the little adapter converter thing to turn a reduced size multimedia card into a regular size multimedia card, put the multimedia card back into the new phone, and then switched on the phone, went into the menu, arrowed up twice, and pressed select, and then Torx obviously ran then for the first time on the new phone. It was running from the multimedia card. Now, that is one approach to take. Your mileage may vary, and of course that will depend on you having a phone already paired with your PC, or it may well depend on, you know, the menu. It might be that the menu comes up differently, that you can't just arrow up twice, so you may well need some sighted assistance to get your access software installed. Now, the 6630 has a great deal more memory than the older Nokia 6600 phone. The memory card, as I mentioned earlier, is 64 megabytes rather than 32. Obviously, you can upgrade that. Also, the onboard memory is 10 megabytes compared with 6 megabytes on the older 6600. The processor's faster too, so when you're arrowing around in your applications or you're waiting for things to happen, things just take that little less time. So I'm just going to work through some of the key features that Nokia have listed here. The phone is 3G ready, so it's got the technology in there to be compatible with third generation networks. So we're talking WCDMA, we're talking Edge. This is the first Symbian Series 60 phone, I believe, that will work with the third generation networks, which aren't available, it has to be said, in many parts of the world at the moment. I don't have any 3G coverage where I am, although it is on its way, and it's my understanding that you get a theoretical maximum speed of 384K, which is not too bad for a mobile phone. Obviously, that's dependent on coverage and all sorts of other factors. It's a quad band phone for use on five continents, so it supports, this is a 630, the 6638, the US version of this phone will be slightly different, but the handset I have in my hand here supports GSM 900, 1800 and 1900 as well as WCDMA, so it works on those four different standards of network. It has an improved camera, 1.23 megapixels, I believe. Now, you know, we do usually gloss over the sort of visual things, although I think it's worth pointing out that actually I've found the camera on a mobile phone to be very useful indeed. If I've been in a situation where I need to know what something is, or I need a label reading or something like that, I've taken a couple of photos and sent them as a multimedia message or an email to a sighted friend or colleague, and been able to get information back about those. So I think you can't underestimate really having a camera in your pocket. And you know, I don't buy these phones for the cameras, but and I don't recommend that people do buy the phones for the cameras unless you can see them. It seems like a waste of money to me. But if you've got a camera and you can figure out how to use it and point it in the right direction and make sure the light's on and all that stuff, you know, quite often the other day, for example, I was changing a hard drive and I wanted some information about how to set the jumpers on the back of a hard drive, and I took a photo and was able to send it across to a friend. He was able to identify the drive and tell me how I needed to set the jumpers. So a camera can be pretty useful. Also, there is video recording in this handset, and I believe you can now record up to an hour on the card that they give you, and maybe longer if you've got a bigger card. The web browser apparently has improved HTML support, and I certainly haven't encountered any problems with it yet. I've visited both web and WAP sites, and the browser seems to work very well indeed. Also, The nice thing about this handset is that when you're using the browser and you find an MP3 on a website that you would quite like to download, you can do that and it'll start playing in your media player in your phone. So that was something that didn't always work for me in the past on the 6600. We already mentioned this next one, which is the HotSwap multimedia card. The little door there on the right-hand edge of the phone. You need to get your nail under it, and the hinge, as I say, is at the top of the little door. And then behind that is the multimedia card. It does go right inside the phone. You really have to get your nail in there and press it. It's sort of like a spring-loaded type mechanism, so you actually push the card in to make it sort of pop out, if you will. That certainly got me the first couple of times. Apparently there's an enhanced media gallery. I've used the media gallery, and it seems to be pretty much as it was on the 6600, so not quite sure what Nokia mean by enhanced media gallery. You've got a data transfer application for moving contacts, calendar, and so on. Now, I assume Nokia are referring to the PC Suite application, and maybe we'll demonstrate that on another main menu program. I do find that the PC Suite version 6.5 seems to be a lot more stable and a lot more reliable than its predecessors, although there are some interface issues, so maybe we'll look at that in a future week. One of the tricks that I employ in order to get as much battery life out of these phones as possible is to keep the Bluetooth turned off when I'm not using it. Also, to turn the brightness of the screen right down. And on the Nokia 6600, if you turn the brightness down to about level 3, it's a scale from 1 to 30, the backlight, the lamp in the phone, actually turns itself off so that when you press keys, the screen isn't constantly coming to life. Now, this phone, even when you have it on the least bright of the settings, is a scale of 1 to 5 in the 6630. I think the lamp is still coming on behind the screen, so it can be a little bit power hungry in that respect. Although, generally speaking, I have found that the battery in this phone lasts considerably longer than the battery in my 6600. Although the battery in my 6600 may be starting to get a little bit old now. In terms of the interface, it's worth pointing out that you now have 7 shortcuts. In the past, you had soft 1 and soft 2, which were the keys on either side of the joystick. And you still have those keys. And you can configure the handset. If you go into tools, settings, let's see if I go
menu,
in here.
Menu window,
if I go into tools. Let's see, and if I go to
settings,
phone, I believe.
Phone settings window, tab C 1 of 9, general 1 of 3, P1, standby mode 2 of 3.
Standby mode.
Select. Standby mode window, left selection key clock 1 of 7.
Okay, and these are the shortcut keys. As you can hear, I've got the left selection key at the moment set to clock. I think it was camera by default. And then if I arrow down.
Right selection key Bluetooth 2 of 7.
Right selection key is Bluetooth. It just allows me to get to it, to switch it sort of off and on quite quickly. And then.
Navigation key right calendar, 3 of 7.
Navigation key right. So when you're in sort of standby mode, when you're at the telephone application, when you're at your operator's screen and it says the name of your operator on the screen and you're ready to dial in a number, you can use, of course, the soft 1 and the soft 2 keys to get to applications that you set up here. And as you can hear, you can also use the directions of the navigation key to also be shortcuts. So let's see. So application key left is for a new text message, for example.
Navigation key down, messaging, 5 of 7.
Navigation key down is messaging. That'll take you to the main sort of messaging application.
Navigation key up, camera, 6 of 7.
Camera is up.
Selection key contacts, 7 of 7.
And then if you press the selection key in by itself, that'll bring up my list of contacts. So those seven commands are all configurable. So if you, if you've got sort of a few applications that you use on a regular basis, you might want to get in there and get those set up when you get your handset. Now, I mentioned earlier that you can play MP3 files and download MP3 files from the web. And I think this is something that is really important. I, on the Nokia 6600, was very disappointed. When I found Reel One on there, I thought, oh, great, I'll be able to play MP3s, and couldn't. And I think they may have addressed that in the 6620, but certainly in the 6630, MP3 playback is here, and it's here big time. So let's go in here and press the menu key, and I'm just going to look for the gallery, I think. Let's see. There it is, and then press select.
Gallery window, images, 106.
Okay,
options.
I'm going to arrow down to tracks,
tracks,
and we'll get some material that I have put on the handset.
Window,
okay, let's see. Let's see if I can find something. Yeah, how's about this for you?
Select music player window.
Now that's my phone playing that. And it's last week's main menu. Now, unfortunately, the media player isn't completely accessible, so it's not the easiest thing in the world to scan around in the file. But in terms of being able to listen to a program,
ACB Radio Mainstream's regular look at technology from a blindness perspective.
So if you've been hearing about this podcasting thing, this may be one way to carry around your most favorite podcasts.
This week,
my objective is to create this.
And there it is from last week's main menu, playing from the Nokia 6630 phone.
Come easily in contact with the end user as well as the service providers.
So I'm just going to press the middle of the middle of the navigation key now to stop that. Okay. And I should say that the audio quality is much better than the previous Symbian Series 60 handsets that I've played with. And in addition, in the box with the phone, you get a stereo headset as well. So if you're listening to music, then of course you got that in beautiful stereo. It's not going to be as good as a high quality portable CD player, or even a high quality MP3 player like the one of the iRivers or something like that. But for basic playback of content, I've got, I say, last week's main menu on there, and I've got a couple of music tracks on here as well. Let's see. Okay, yeah, here we go. Here's the Rasmus, who are the Finnish band. Okay, so it works, and if you if you've got a couple of favourite tracks and your stereo headset, there's worse ways to kind of kill time when you're on the bus. Now, according to the specifications, Nokia say that you can stream media files through supported portals. Now, I haven't had a lot of success with streaming media on this phone, I have to say. I have been able to get it to stream the Real Audio format, but unfortunately, I haven't been able to get it to stream MP3. One of the things that I'd very much like to do is to be able to say to you, you can listen to ACB Radio on your mobile phone. And you can if you ring phone anything, or if you download our MP3 files that we make available and listen to content that way. But in terms of actually streaming in real time, haven't found a way to do that yet. If anybody out there has sussed it, then do let us know. Let's talk about the supported media formats. You can play 3GP, which is a video format, MP4, AMR, which is the format which many of your ringtones come in, real media, including video and audio. Of course, MP3 is supported, although not sure about for streaming as yet, and AAC. Now, I already mentioned the memory that you get in the phone. You get 10 megabytes on board, and then the phone comes supplied with a 64 megabyte media card, which of course is upgradable. You can get a larger card there if you like. As I understand it, the largest card currently available is 512 megabytes, so that'll get you plenty of MP3 content on there, at least. as you would expect, as well as supporting SMS and MMS, there is support for email, both POP3 and IMAP protocols are supported. Now, you do have a couple of connectivity options. We've already talked about the USB cable, which goes into the POP port at the bottom of the phone. That's the same port, incidentally, that your headset goes into. And again, I think a bit of a design faux pas, really, having the same socket for your connection to your computer and for your headset. You know, you may want to use both of those at the same time. Bluetooth, of course, is supported for exchanging contacts and files with other Bluetooth devices. You can also use Bluetooth to get online, so you can use your phone as a modem. There is no infrared on this device. It seems that Nokia have decided that it's time to hang up the phone on infrared, so there is no infrared port on the Nokia 6630. In terms of the browser, it is, of course, a multi-mode browser, so it supports WAP and web, supports WAP 2.0 and XHTML and HTML, and frames and background images and all that stuff are now supported. JavaScript, a subset of the JavaScript version 1.5 features are supported, so much more support for JavaScript for sites which use it. Now, apparently, you can upload files using this handset, so you might record a voice clip or take a photograph, and using an HTML form. Now, apparently, there is support for uploading, although this isn't something that I've tested. So this isn't an exhaustive list of features by any stretch of the imagination. If you want the full list, then, of course, you can go to Nokia's website. Nokia.com is one option, although I think they've got some kind of presentation going on the front page, so I'd recommend Nokia.co.uk and then click on phones. Okay, a couple of interfacey type things to tell you about. When you go into the menu, if you have grid view selected, those of you familiar with Symbian Series 60 will know that when you go into the menu, you can have either a grid view or a list view selected. The grid is typically three units across. Let's go in here and I'll show you.
Menu window, messaging, 5 of 20, keyword, options.
Okay, you can hear there, 5 of 20. That's the first thing to point out, that if you have grid view selected, what happens is, by default, the fifth item is selected and the reason, or highlighted, and the reason for that is that because you've got this grid view going on, that when you bring up the menu, you've got nine items that sort of appear on the screen. So if you're placed in the middle of that group of nine on the fifth item, then it's more logical you can move to more items. If you're on the first top left item, you can only move in two directions. You can only move to the second and the fourth item, second across to the right and the fourth immediately below the first item. So putting you on the fifth item in terms of a grid actually makes a lot more sense if there are nine objects on the screen. Now, most blind users, in my experience, prefer to use the list view. And of course, you can change that. You just press soft key one.
Options. Open, 1 of 9.
Which brings up the menu there, and then arrow down to list view, and then so now you've got this list of objects, and then you literally just move up and down as you would any other menu in Windows or operating system which employs that kind of interface. The other thing to tell you about in terms of the interface is that in the past, if you were moving through a menu or a list of objects in the Symbian Series 60 environment, when you got to the end of that list and you tried to continue, you would just stay on the last item. Now you're looped around. So as you heard there, I'm on log, which is 1 of 20. So if I press up,
installer 20 of 20,
installer is the last item. It's obviously looped me round, so you can't just sort of, you know, vigorously move in one direction in the hope that you'll get to the end of the menu, because it won't do it. It'll just loop round. I think this is a good thing, actually, because quite often I'm in an application and perhaps I want the last option in the menu, and to have to arrow all the way through that menu, particularly if there are a lot of items, there are 16 items, to have to press down 16 times or 15 times to get to that last item can be a bit of a bore. So I think I support the idea of having menus that allow you to loop around. Although it does become more important that you have your indexing turned on in Talk so that you can hear whereabouts in the menu you are. As you heard there, we're on 20 of 20. There are the usual set of voice features. You can voice dial, issue voice commands, and there is a voice recorder. To do the voice commands thing, or to do the voice dialing, you would hold down this key now, this new key, which has appeared on the left-hand side of the phone, and then issue your command, and it would happen. So let's look at setting one of these up. This isn't a particularly new feature, although having a dedicated button is a little bit new. So I think we need to go into Tools.
Tools window, settings, 1 of 11.
Let's see.
Profiles, 2 of 11. Themes, 3 of 11. Voice mailbox, 4 of 11. Voice comms, 5 of 11.
There we go, voice comms. I guess that's voice commands.
Select. Voice commands window, profiles, 1 of 5.
Let's see. You've got a list of things you can do here to set up your voice commands. You can change... you can change your profile, in fact, using a voice command. So by default, we've got the general profile selected. So let's go and record a command for that.
Profiles window, general, 1 of 6, P1.
So we're on general, so let's...
Select.
There we go.
Playback, 1 of 3, P1.
We don't have to play back, we want to...
Change, 2 of 3, delete, 3 of 3.
Change, there we go.
Change, 2 of 3, select, restart, density after tone, P1.
Okay, so I'm going to press key 1, and then we'll hear a beep, and then I will say the command that I want to switch to the general profile, and then that should be stored. So let's do that now.
Start.
General.
General. Profiles window, general, 1 of 6.
Okay, so that's my general profile. The ringtone's quite loud, and I have the vibrate on and that sort of thing. Now, if I'm going into a meeting, I've got to dig around in my phone and change it to the silent profile.
Silent.
So what we'll do is we'll record a voice command for silent.
Select. Add voice command. One.
Going to add a voice command here now. Not sure what's happened here.
Add voice command, 1 of 1, P1, select, P2, cancel.
Okay.
Select. Press start, that's the after tone, P1, start, P2, cancel.
Okay, right, so we're going to press start and then we'll speak.
Start.
Silent.
Silent. Profiles window, silent, 2 of 6.
Okay, so now we've set up two voice commands to switch between the general and silent profiles. So if I go back to the main telephone application, I'm now going to hold down the voice command button now, which is on the top left-hand edge of the phone, and try and switch to the silent profile. Silent.
Silent. Voice window, silent, P1.
There we go. Worked perfectly. So we've now switched to the silent profile, which, of course, you can go into your profiles and decide how you want the silent profile to behave. So let's go back to general. General.
General. Orange window, 224.
Okay, and on the general profile, you get the date echoed back to you, so it has actually worked. So some of that stuff's quite good. If you're in a situation where you don't want to have to be, putting on your talks and messing around and all that stuff, if perhaps you're running the demo of talks, you could set up these voice commands and then have talks switched off and still be able to issue these voice commands in order to control various aspects of your phone. So we'll just finish off by telling you what you get in the box. Of course, you get the Nokia 6630 smartphone, the 64 megabyte reduced size multimedia card, which I discussed a little bit earlier, the adapter to change that reduced size multimedia card into a regular size multimedia card so you can use it in other devices. And I have to say, it's very small and very fiddly. Good luck with that. The Nokia stereo headset, which is okay. It does the job, works well here. It's not, as I say, it's not going to be as good a quality as a decent set of Sennheiser headphones or something like that, but it certainly does the job. The battery, of course. You get the travel charger. The connectivity cable, which connects the POP port to a USB port. And then you get a CD-ROM with software and guides. And it's worth noting as well, the CD-ROM contains a couple of things, some documentation and the Nokia PC suite. I have found that when you put the CD in your computer and the software starts running using the auto run system in Windows, I find that the application that comes up, my screen reader won't read it. I can't close it. I can't advance it or anything using the keyboard. I've no clue what's going on with that. So in order to use the Nokia PC suite, I went and downloaded it from the Nokia website. So, if you do get this phone or if you have this phone and you're having trouble with that, then, the option is there to go to the Nokia website and you can download the PC suite version 6.5, which is the most recent version of the PC suite time of recording. And that comes as a standard install wizard, which works pretty well. Nokia reckon that you can use the phone for up to 3 hours talking or 11 days standby. I think that's very optimistic. I have yet to see a phone last for 11 days on standby, but as I say, the power consumption seems to be a lot more efficient than on previous phones. So this battery, it is good. I've had a couple of days life out of the battery. And the battery also, of course, is compatible with other recent Nokia phones. It's quite nice to know that I now have a spare charger and a spare battery. So there we are, the Nokia 6630. Overall, I like the phone. I think it's a cracking little handset. As I say, the processor seems to be very speedy compared with the 6600 at least. The speaker, which is on board, I think is of excellent quality. The phone itself has a good feature set. It's probably the 3G that I think most people will be buying it for. The fact that the 3G capability is there, so when the networks reach us, we will be ready to take advantage of those higher mobile data speeds. There are a couple of foibles. I'm not very happy about the slot for the swappable card. I think that it should have been an SD card, as they're much more available. And certainly the little door thing just seems very, very fiddly. I find that quite irritating. The buttons are very much on the small side, and the Navi key, quite frankly, I find is a nightmare. But all of that said, I do like the phone. I've had it for a couple of days to evaluate it. I think I'm going to get one and keep it. It's doing everything that I want it to do, that I need it to do right now. And if you're somebody that sort of wants to have one of the most recent phones with some of the most recent technology, and if you're a user of talks, then certainly there's a very good combination here in the Nokia 6630 and Torx. The other caveat, I suppose, is that this phone is not cheap. So if you do have a Symbian phone and you're already running Mobile Speaks or Torx on there, upgrading to this phone could turn out to be expensive. The handset without a contract, without any kind of subsidy, is somewhere in the region of £400. That's the recommended retail price, so that's $700 US. So not a cheap phone by any stretch of the imagination, although I was able to get the phone fully subsidized because I signed up for quite a high tariff, quite an expensive price plan with my operator. I have quite a high monthly spend, so they were prepared to give me the phone as an incentive to make me sign up for another year's contract. And it may be that your network operator are able to offer you something similar. The other thing to bear in mind as well, certainly Torx users, if you want to move your Torx license onto a second phone, then there is a charge for that. The charge is £50 or around about $90. Obviously, that will vary depending on your dealer and where in the world you are, etc. And I suspect buying a second license for Mobile Speaks probably costs a similar amount. You would have to check with those guys. That's pretty much it for me for today, and I hope you've enjoyed this. Something a little bit different, I think, and it's always worth keeping an eye on what's out there. Nokia recently announced the N series, which are their next generation of phones, and I'm glad to say that the N91, I think, is going to be based on the Symbian Series 60 platform, so that bodes well in terms of accessibility. Hopefully Mobile Speak and Torx will both be able to run on that unit when it becomes available later in the year. That's all from Main Menu this week. And don't forget, of course, Main Menu is your program, and we certainly welcome your feedback, suggestions and submissions. You can, of course, write to Main Menu by sending an email to mainmenu@acbradio.org. That's mainmenu@acbradio.org. On behalf of all the Main Menu team, thanks very much for listening, and until next time, this is Dave Williams saying bye for now.